So Dr. Walter Scott, welcome, and thank you for taking the time to speak with us before the summit. Could you briefly begin by explaining what it is that Digital Globe does?
So Digital Globe is an operator of a set of satellites that we own that collect high-resolution Earth imagery. You've seen our imagery on the various web portals that are out there. You first saw it on Google Maps. You can now see it on Microsoft's Bing, Nokia's Ovi, and a smattering of other portals. The number's increasing pretty much every month.
Mm-hmm. And so those are real common ways in which consumers might have experienced it. What are some of the more, could you talk about some of the more uncommon uses of your satellite imagery?
So one of the uncommon uses, which is actually very common, you just don't hear about it a lot, is the imagery is used by the U.S. government, by the U.S. military, because it's commercial imagery and it's therefore shareable. It's not from the government's own super secret spy satellites. It's something that if you can see it on Google Maps, it's not worth protecting it as a secret. And therefore it becomes possible to use in environments where the U.S. military would be very reluctant to share their secret stuff. So, walking around an Afghan village, for example, showing a Digital Globe satellite image is a very easy thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so there are a number of applications that we're seeing as, as the world continues to change, we're seeing that the demand for that sort of shareable commercial imagery by the U.S. military is much greater than you might have imagined.
Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming that the competitive advantage in your industry lies in kind of the currency of the imagery and the resolution of the imagery. Is that accurate first? And second, where are we at in terms of those?
Yeah, so that's really part of the story. We think of it first as sort of completeness and currency. So is the imagery at enough resolution for it to be usable? Is it complete in the sense that it's covering an area completely, so you're not having this Swiss cheese map of the world, but it's reasonably consistent base layer? And is it current enough for it to reflect the world as it is today instead of the world as it was 5 years ago? But that's, as I say, that's only a part of the puzzle. Digital Globe operates a constellation of now three satellites that are able to produce imagery at half-meter resolution. That's what we're limited to by U.S. government regulation. We also offer aerial at much higher resolution. But as I said, that's only part of the puzzle. Second piece is, can you get access to the imagery? Is it something that you can actually use? And so one of the things I'll be talking about at Summit is ways that we have taken the initiative to get imagery in the hands of more users in a variety of different ways, making it a lot easier to consume. The third piece is how can you, once you've consumed the imagery, once you have the ability to get access to it, what do you do with it? Is it a pretty picture? Is it something that you use as a base for a map that you start marking things up against? Or do you use it to create a variety of indices as ways of finding information on the globe? And so I'll be talking about that at the summit as well.
Well, it's a great segue into another question I wanted to ask, which is one big theme in the web world is augmented reality with layering of information onto the physical world. And mostly we're experiencing that through these clunky iPhone applications, right? But it seems like satellite imagery has been ground zero for augmented reality for a long time, meaning we've overlaid data on top of physical imagery in order to better understand and manage the world. Do you see a coming democratization in that access to the data and the ability to mark up the data to support some of the augmented reality applications and others?
So it's kind of hard to predict exactly what direction it's going to go, but what I can say is that the accessibility to imagery via a variety of apps is certainly improving. And you point mobile devices as a good example. That's something we see as an important growth area. Lots of mobile devices coming out, and you sort of think about it. The metaphor for accessing information on a computer sitting on your desk is the desktop. That's not a very useful metaphor if you're walking around with a mobile device. A better metaphor is a map, and the best backdrop for a map is satellite imagery.
You'd also mentioned, the U.S. government being a large consumer, and historically mapping's been owned by the state, as it were, for managing territory, planning warfare, controlling taxation, and things like that. What are the advantages and disadvantages that you see as this technology starts being driven by the private sector and being less and less in the hands of government?
There are a couple of advantages that come to mind. One is that the private sector tends to move at the pace of technology, and that tends to be a lot faster than the pace of government. So you start to see, just look at the explosion of applications that has occurred as a result of the first availability of imagery via web portals, and contrast that with what was available through government services prior to when Google and Microsoft started first making map satellite imagery available. So that's certainly one area. The second area is that, and this is me speaking personally, I think information is a good thing. I think having the ability to get a current point of view from a neutral source, which is satellite, is just seeing it as it is, that's an intrinsically good thing in a free society. And the fact that it's coming from companies, it's not just one company, but there are a number of companies that are out there, says that it's something that it's kind of a neutral, unbiased view of the world. And you may or may not get that from governments. Governments in the United States have typically been very good at providing unbiased information, but you go over to places like, for example, the former Soviet Union. And I remember we hosted a group of Russians visiting back in 1994, and we walked into a gift shop, and they saw all the maps that were available, and they were absolutely floored at how freely available that information was. So, it's not always available in a society to have access to that information. The fact that commercial companies have taken the initiative to make it available to all the sort of applications I've talked about, I think is sort of increasing the democratization of that kind of information.
It's interesting that you say that, because Chernobyl was one of those incidents where it first highlighted the value of satellite imagery, because there was no way that they could actually hide what was occurring in the sky above the area.
Absolutely. We've started to see a number of uses of satellite imagery to highlight human rights abuses around the world and atrocities around the world. And that means that it is a more open, more transparent world, and I personally think that's a good thing.
Right. Well, Walter Scott, thank you so much for taking the time, and we look forward to seeing you at Summit.
Okay, great. Look forward to being there. Thanks very much.